Thank you. Nice to be here and to be able to speak to you. And I'll try to make it sweet and short. But like the song says, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. I know because I've come through that. I just about can't go a day without sitting there going, God, what would I do without Jesus in my life? And having them in my one little first testimony about the power of Jesus, not to call you out, Lynn, but when she lived with me, I would get so mad back when I was struggling. I'd get so mad and start yelling, hooting, hollering. And Lynn would look at me. She'd say, Joe, in the name of Jesus. And you talk, I'd be like, I just have to walk away. Because there's power in that name. I mean, I wanted to stay upset, but that name right there, when Lynn would say it, I'd just walk away. Because it would stop me. Just her saying the name at me would stop me from what I was doing. And just me now today thinking about Jesus stops me when I'm doing something, when I'm making a wrong choice, when I'm doing a wrong thing, you know, because I've been such a way in my life that I can't change without praying and saying, God, Jesus, please help me change my life to be more like you so I can go help someone else that might have the same struggles I have in life that no one ever reached out for them. That I can sit there and reach out for them. Because never be mistaken that God made us for a purpose. A purpose. You look at everything that's going on in this world today. That it's now time for us, as Craig's vision says, to raise up an army of people that are willing to not move backwards, to not move on their convictions of the Word of God, that the Word of God says, but to stand strong. And we don't fight with weapons, to stand strong and to fight with the Word of God and love and Jesus the way He loved us. We love people. We don't attack them. We don't kick them while they're down. I mean, there's people out there all around us. All you got to do is look anywhere. You could see someone sitting there, nowhere to be, nowhere to go, but back where they were. You know, stop. Have you ever, you know, stop, sit down next to them. Hey, man, Jesus loves you, bro. God loves you. He died for you. He loves you just as much as He loves me or anybody else preaching in church or teaching and pastoring or whatever. He loves you just as much, no matter what. You know, you don't know what goes on in their life. They could be anything. But I just want to say that now is the time because things are changing in America. I just want to bring up one little thing. If you're out from where I live, and I live by Eaton and in Chatsworth, you need to go drive by that gymnastics place by there and drive around the corner and look at them tractor trailer things and what's painted on the side of them. I wouldn't take your kids, though. I'd just take you, your wife. It's not good. And it's in my community where God's placed me. And I look at that, and the first thing I thought of, I was like, wow, it's like East Side San Diego, where I come from. But it's not. But it's here. It's in Eaton, Chatsworth. It's not nice. I recommend that anybody that lives in that area to drive by that thing and read it. And if that's not a wake-up call for you to take your place in the army of God and start loving people into the kingdom, I don't know what it is. It's pretty much a challenge to say, okay, we got this, but what does Jesus' people do? Do they just go to churches and sit there and be saved, or do they go out there and have compassion? Because the people that wrote that, they need Jesus just as much as I do, if not even more. You know, I've been there. I've been the guy that's graffitied it. I know what causes it. I don't want to dwell on that. I want to dwell on that's a challenge to each and every one of us to know that this is in our communities, and it's not going to stop till we love these people into knowing Christ. It will never stop. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know these people, but it was very, it hurt me to read this. You know, here I am. I was like, whoo, escaped California, been saved, God, and living Jesus. And I'm up here in Eaton. I don't got to worry about them things no more. And then bam, there it is. You know, there it is. And the politicians aren't going to stop this. They're not going to change it. The government, the police might try, but they're just going to cover it up. That's the issue. It's the issue of what's making us do this. And you know, it starts in the spiritual realm. You know, if these kids aren't aware of that and they don't have Word of God in their life, they might get it from you. I don't know who they are, man. I just know that this is a wake-up call to us as members of this community to share Christ with people, to share how Jesus loves you and provides this peace that the world can't give you. And it's a wake-up call to me. I mean, I had something else totally going on, but this, I've seen this, and it broke my heart to know that this goes on where I'm at, where this is my family. I mean, I care so much that I was almost offended at it. Then I got to catch myself going, uh-oh, get mad. Jesus, help me not to get mad. Help me to have a solution, to provide a solution and a way to change this. Because from my experience, and where I come from, and my experience is that This won't stop. It won't stop. Where I come from, I mean, not, it's an initiation thing. Someone's got a gang or a group of people going, hey, go do this and you can be part of this. You know, well, that's where the army of God comes in. That's what we're here for. We're here to stand up for God and God's word and letting Christ reign in our lives and that he can reign in their lives. So it's just a wake-up call to me, sitting there going like, wow, I thought I could just sit out here and be country. You know, but evidently, we have to be godly and righteous people, or at least try to be holy, so people can see that it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I'm so free, and I have so much more fun now than I've ever had in my life. Of all the things I did in my past, and I was thinking I was having fun, it wasn't fun. My life is so much funner now, with God reigning in it, and Jesus being the biggest influence of my life. You know, and I just keep fighting on. Every day, I wake up and say, let me see more of you. You know, and more of you. And I try to live in the now. And I encourage everybody to live in the now. Because now is the closest thing you'll ever have in eternity on earth. It's the now. You know, you can't live in now tomorrow. And you can't live in now yesterday. But you can live in now for the rest of your walk here on earth. And dwell in that now with Jesus Christ. I just want to thank y'all for letting me have this opportunity to speak again. And I bless you and I love you. And you all are raised up to be in this army of God and have a purpose in life. In Jesus' name, amen.